Okay, the next thing to talk about is the Procter & Gamble studies, the relationship between the change of biomarkers and factories, like we talked about yesterday. What was your reflection on the meeting?
I think that had to happen, because it's much better for that to happen now than to happen for us to put a poster in which said things which, in my opinion, were blatantly wrong. And then had to deal with it when it came time to writing a paper. And if you'd had things in posters which would then go and sort of shoot subsequent papers completely in the foot, we would have made writing any of it up ever completely impossible. So several things that we were saying were completely wrong, and they're not going to be in the poster, and that's fine.
Yeah, so you're comfortable with the poster for this time?
So as far as the plenary poster, if we go through all the things that I said, I'd be comfortable with that. And the other poster, I'm comfortable with the poster, but I've still never seen the data, which, to give an oral presentation at the ACR meeting, I find it a difficult thing to do.
The only thing that we have to watch all the time is our relationship with P&G, because we are because we have the big Sheffield Centre grant, which is a good source of income. We've got to really watch it. And so the reason why I worry is that the network with PMG is like lightning. So if Ian's unhappy, he goes to Arcadia, he goes from Arcadia to Nora, and suddenly before we know it, there's an issue, there's a problem, and it has to be addressed and so forth. And so I was getting worried that that hopefully might be activated, and that would affect our relationship.